Those who claim that the Antichrist has not yet appeared. Those who think that Muslims are living in comfort and peace. And those who believe that the difficult and troublesome days are still very far away. Those who postpone the appearance of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, to decades from now, should watch this video very carefully. The persecution of refugees. Who would ever want to be left in a position to have to immigrate, taking their wives, their children, their elderly parents with them, leaving behind their homes, their furniture, their work, their school, relatives, the country they were born and raised in short, leaving behind all their past and their dreams, taking only a duffel bag, and sometimes even without one, to places they know nothing about, likely never to return to their countries again. There is only one reason for millions to quit their countries. They are obliged to do so. On August 28, 2015, the world woke up to a truly heart-wrenching human tragedy. A total of 71 Syrian refugees, 59 men, 8 women, and 4 children, including a 1-year-old girl among them, were found dead in a truck abandoned on an Austrian highway. 71 dead bodies were taken out of the back of a truck found abandoned on the roadside of the motorway in Burgerland, Austria. Hans-Peter Toskosil, the local chief of police, stated that there were 8 women and 4 children among the dead. All the sufferings they'd been through ended with their death in an airtight truck used for transporting frozen chicken. This was not the first news report we received about the misery of the refugees, and it would certainly not be the last. Later on, we heard reports of 2 capsized boats carrying refugees trying to pass to Greece from Bodrum. 11 people, including little Aylin and his brother, lost their lives. Aylin's small body created a great impact all around the world. As a matter of fact, Aylin was a very familiar image for Syrians. When we asked a Syrian who was living in war in Syria how he was affected by the pictures of Aylin, he said, "As a Syrian who remained in Syria until 2015, this photo was not something new for me. I've seen babies whose body parts were hanging from trees in Aleppo. We've run out of tears long before Aylin." Another news report coming from Hungary after Aylin pricked everyone's conscience once more. Osama Abdul Mohsen, a father who was tripped up and knocked down while holding his son Zaid in his arms in Hungary by a journalist while trying to flee, stirred up Muslims. Right now, there are millions of people who've had to immigrate from a number of countries, primarily from Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, Palestine, Myanmar, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Yemen, and the Central African Republic. These people prefer to risk death and set off with the hope of finding a solution, instead of remaining in their countries and living in terror every single day. Scores of people in tiny rubber boats sail the open seas and risk their lives. Risking death, they travel in the coolers of trucks or dangling from train doors. Risking death, they dig beneath barbed wire fences and try to flee to neighboring countries with their children.
We don't sleep. We don't sleep. Look into my eyes. It's red. We don't eat. Just walking. Just walking.
When the rubber boat Allah Hod boarded in Izmir started to take on water and he had to swim for 3 hours towards the Greek islands until he was found by the Greek coast guards, Allah Hud said that he never felt fear of death because of the things he experienced. "I didn't fear much. This is because I faced death every single day in Syria during the last 3 years of my life. When compared to the things I've seen there, swimming in the sea is nothing. People in Syria are walking on the streets and bombs are raining down on them from the sky." The number of refugees who've lost their lives only on the road to Europe between 1993 to 2004 is 29,917. While the number of refugees who lost their lives only in the Mediterranean in 2011, when the Arab Spring first started, was 1,500 to 1,900, this number reached 3,500 in 2014. As of April, the number of deaths in the Mediterranean reached 1,500 in 2015. In the reports prepared about this issue, it is emphasized that the number of deaths is actually likely higher than this number, and since there were no records about the boats the refugees traveled in, the actual number of deaths may never be known. Other than the refugees whose identities could be determined, there were thousands of lost refugees. Taking into consideration that the odds of these people reaching European shores was slim to none, it is thought that more than 20,000 people known to be missing were also dead. On the other hand, the policies of the governments of some countries are strictly inhumane. The Hungarian police attempted to contain the refugees trying to get into European countries with tear gas bombs. On the island of Kos in Greece, police clubbed and attacked refugees with fire extinguishers. About 2,500 immigrants were locked up in a stadium for 24 hours, being given little, if any, water or food. Riot squads used stun grenades against mothers, children, and elderly people waiting to get their immigration papers inside that stadium. International NGO Doctors Without Borders confirmed that the basic hygiene necessities of the great majority of these refugees were not being met and that they were being mistreated by the police. Now we are asking, those who claim that the Antichrist has not yet appeared, those who think that Muslims are living in comfort and peace, and those who believe that the difficult and troublesome days are still very far away, those who seek to postpone the appearance of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, to decades from now, what will they say about those mothers, fathers, grandfathers, and babies who've had to leave everything they have behind and flee to other countries, while they too have the right to live an honorable and safe life, just like everyone else in the world? Antichrist. He appears when there will be immense disorders and commotion among people, while there will be commotion among Muslims in the Muslim world. Such times have not yet come, alhamdulillah. Wherever you go, Muslims are still respectable. Such times have not yet come, alhamdulillah. Wherever you go, Muslims are still respectable. If the Antichrist has not yet appeared, who is perpetrating all this persecution on Muslims all over the world? Antichrist. He appears when there will be immense disorders and commotion among people, while there will be commotion among Muslims in the Muslim world. These are disastrous days. Those are days that everyone will look for a place to hide. Look, alhamdulillah, we are talking here, we are reading hadiths, performing our prayers. So such days are not yet imminent. Antichrist. He appears when there will be immense disorders and commotion among people, while there will be commotion among Muslims in the Muslim world. These are disastrous days. Those are days that everyone will look for a place to hide. Look, alhamdulillah, we are talking here, we are reading hadiths, performing our prayers. So such days are not yet imminent. What more should happen for those days to be close? The Antichrist has appeared and is active. With wars going on primarily in the Middle East, the Caucasus, and Central Asia, and widespread human rights violations of those governments, people are left with no other choice other than setting out on such dangerous journeys at the risk of their lives. Muslims of the world are being crushed, persecuted, and annihilated in Palestine, Syria, Afghanistan, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Algeria, Tunisia, Eritrea, Egypt, Kashmir, East Turkestan, Chechnya, Thailand, the Philippines, Burma, and Sudan. In short, the Muslim world is in deep sorrow. Those who turn a blind eye to the sorrows befalling a Muslim brother simply because they are not affected personally should not forget that the same sorrows might befall them tomorrow. There is only one solution God shows people in the face of this situation, and that is the system of the Mahdi and Islamic Union.